Today we're going to talk about the Iowa Municipal Band Festival coming up here in July, and also about the Boone Municipal Band's holiday schedule, if you will, with the Christmas celebration coming up. And no, I meant 4th of July. I did. Dale Schoenig's back. Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Dale's been handling most of the stuff on the side of, he's the organizer and the ringmaster for the Iowa Municipal Band Festival. 32nd year.
Sure is.
And a little different this year. You're going to have a full slate going.
Yep, we actually have 9 bands this year instead of 8 like we did so for so many years. So.
Now, I think last year I said, would you ever do more? And you said, no, 8's more than enough.
Well, we got a lot of popular demand asking, can we increase the size of the festival? Several people approached me after the festival last year and said something like that, so festival committee talked it over, and we decided, well, let's give it a try at 9.
We're flexible. We'll see what happens. Also joining us, Joe Lutz, member of the Boone Municipal Band, and she plays clarinet, if you haven't heard.
Yes, I do.
So, and again, well, Municipal Band Festival, how many have you been involved with?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember?
I know I started helping with publicity. It was probably, I want to say, 17 is when I started, 2017. And, of course, played in it.
A few years before that.
So
she's got not quite as many, Dale. she's getting experience.
Well, she doesn't have all my gray hair yet either.
That part's true, too. Let's talk a little bit about it. 32nd, for those that remember way back when, an idea came up because we had a very strong municipal band here in Boone, and there were others around the area, and we've always been real close with Ames, but the idea came up, I think, if I remember, Mike O'Brien went to the legislature and asked him to declare the Iowa Municipal Band Festival, what, second Saturday in July?
Now, I don't know about that part.
I know
the festival was originally the brainchild of Ted Erickson.
Yeah, Ted brought it. Well, you know, when they teach together, that's what they do. They collaborate. So anyway, we got that declared. So I think it's the second, it's supposed to be the second Saturday in July. And here we are, 32 years later, only missing one pandemic went in there, I think.
Correct.
So this is, it's been around a long time. Let's talk a little bit about this year in particular. A little different this year because I know you've said it before. We've had bands from all over. We've had bands from Germany. We went all over the world. But this one, keeping it pretty well close to home right here in Central Iowa. You got more requests from Central Iowa bands to be participants.
In fact, all of our applications this year came from Central Iowa. We didn't have anybody apply from outside the area, so we get to showcase some of the great community bands we have right here in this part of the state, and that's cool too.
All right, so one thing we do know is we're going to keep our same ending time, so that means you're going to be starting a little earlier if you have an extra band this year. So.
Correct, we're starting at 10 o'clock.
Okay, what's the list look like, the schedule?
Okay, well, at 10 o'clock, we're starting off with the Ames Municipal Band. Mm-hmm. Followed at 11 o'clock by the West Des Moines Community Band. This is their third straight year here. They just started coming a few years ago, and they really love to come. So.
And they keep asking, can we come back?
They sure do.
Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. I mean, we like to have some regulars, too, because they enjoy coming here, and they enjoy bringing their fans, too.
Yes, they do. Then at 12 noon, we have the Heart of Iowa Band from Ames coming back. They've been here several times. They're coming with a new director this year because their previous director passed away this past year. So we're looking forward to having them back.
They'll be back.
1 o'clock, we're going to have two of our legacy bands, our many-time performing bands here this year. The first legacy band is our 1 o'clock band, which is the Urbandale Community Adult Band. Mm-hmm. This will be their 18th appearance.
Wow.
So they have been a stalwart of this festival for many years. It'll be good to have them back again.
Okay.
They're going to be followed by a first-time band at 2 o'clock, the new Jolly Germans Band from Winterset.
Looking forward to that. Now, this one's new, first time.
Yeah. and a kind of an interesting story. They actually applied to be a small group, but when I got to conversing via email with the director, and he kind of filled me in on what they like to do. Yeah, how they do things. I got to thinking, you know, this really belongs on the main stage. I think this that'd be a better fit for these folks.
Okay.
They're a pretty small group, but I think they'll still...
They put out a big show.
I think they will, yes.
Okay, good.
It'll be good to get that experience with
them.
Okay,
all right. So New Jolly Germans Band, they're from Winterset.
Yep.
They're going to be playing at 2 that afternoon.
Correct.
Okay. After that?
3 o'clock, we have the New Horizons Band from Des Moines, back for, I think, about their 7th time or something like that. They also have a new director. Their previous director retired, so...
It happens.
It does happen.
Yeah.
We all get older.
But you know, the one thing is, our municipal bands just keep right on going, don't they?
That's right. So we just get new folks involved, and it keeps going.
A couple of them have adjusted a little bit, kind of like change names a little bit or things like that. But they're still the band, the same core group that they had when they started, same mission. So that's New Horizons Band out of Des Moines.
4 o'clock, we have the Marshalltown Municipal Band. This will be their 10th appearance.
Okay.
So they've been here a few times.
Yeah.
There have been some times we've had to turn them down, so we're glad we were able to get them in this year.
Okay, good.
And then for our 5 o'clock band is our other legacy band that we didn't get to have in last year. That was the Greater Des Moines Community Band. This will be their 20th trip to the festival.
Wow. Okay.
They are have the third most appearances, only behind Boone and Ames. So.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our Boone Municipal Band finishes off at 6 o'clock.
We'll wrap it up. Boone's the only one that's been 32 times.
Yep. Ames has missed once.
Missed once with the pandemic.
Yep.
And otherwise, not that a lot of their players missed. They might have been over here when Boone played.
That's true.
Because we do have people that do take part in different bands. This is good. Now, you mentioned the small groups.
Yes.
Because and that's something that... We had done, I think the pandemic kind of put some pressure on it, went away. But now we have others that are coming back. So let's...
Yeah, and one thing that I did make different a couple of years ago is that I invited small groups to apply separately because I started finding out that there were some small groups in existence that were not part of community bands but wanted to be part of the festival.
Sure.
So this year we ended up with a full slate of small groups.
Okay.
So we'll start that at 10:45 with the Dixieland Jazzers from Des Moines.
Okay.
Then at 11:45 and 12:45, we'll have the Boone Jazz Trio back, Dave Swenson's group.
Yep, two Daves and a Steve.
Yep, basically.
Yeah.
Basically. And then they'll be followed at...
You tell me about this one, the Betrunken ones.
Oh, yes, the next one, 1:45, 2:45, Betrunken Messing. From Des Moines. We had them last year. They're a low brass group. They play a lot of polka and polka style type music. They have a lot of fun. I got to sit and listen to them a little bit last year. And
they have a lot of fun.
They do have a lot of fun. They're coming back. So.
Okay, so got two of them. They have two performances there.
Yep. And then the last two are 3:45 and 4:45. That would be the Urbandale Community Adult Band's Swing Band.
Okay.
So
they'll be performing in again. So people understand, if they have never been to the festival, we schedule the main stage, get scheduled every hour.
Correct.
And for 45 minutes. You look for about a 45-minute performance. You try to keep them around that time frame.
Yeah.
And then the small groups will start 45 to the top of the hour, so people have a chance to move around.
And they'll be entertaining on the small stage on the back side of the restroom building at Herman Park, so right by where the food court is.
Okay.
So they'll be able to get food and listen to some good music. And
all right, so we'll talk more about the food court and who's going to be there. But Jill, this is on the 13th of July.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Municipal. Second Saturday is a little bit later this year, July 13th.
So who's going to tell me about memorabilia? You got shirts. What do you got going? What's happening?
I think we are working on the shirts. Those have been a staple for as long as we've had the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So some more information on that will be forthcoming.
Okay. But we'll have a memorabilia booth that'll be there, and usually there's things that people can pick.
There are usually a few other things. Yeah. We do have some hand fans that can often be popular on a hot July day.
Oh,
so.
Yes. They're even on Wednesday nights are popular.
Yes.
In fact, when the Boone Big Band was playing the other night, I noticed somebody with a bass saxophone was using. No. Anyway, that's just those. You got to be there to see them. But the one thing that's going to be happening, we had the big band play at the last concert, and the Boone Municipal Band is not going to play again until the 4th.
Correct. We are skipping our Wednesday concert on the 3rd in order to play a patriotic concert on July 4th.
And do we have the VFW, the Legion? Are they coming back out and grilling? And
yeah, you can make an evening of it. You can get out there and get your meal ahead of time. And often there's also the ice cream social as well, so dessert like there is at every band concert. Yeah. And, yeah, you can make an evening out, go out and get your meal, listen to the patriotic songs, and then City of Boone fireworks will follow that night. So
they get ample time to head down to the south side of town and
find a
location to be there. This is getting to be the 4th of July, and it's on a Thursday this year, so mm-hmm. you're not missing your Wednesday concert very much. And then after that, do you come back then with a regular concert before the band festival?
Yes, another? Okay. That week we will have our Wednesday concert on the 10th of July.
Okay.
Our 7:30 p.m. Wednesday concert. And then we will have the festival concert then 6 p.m. So there'll be two that week.
Okay.
So.
And then last week is going to be the 17th?
Yes. Oh, we wrap it up on July 17th. And that will be our final concert of the night. And I do want to talk briefly about our guest at that concert. We will have Zoom Squirrel present.
Yeah. We mentioned it. I heard it on the library thing the other
day. Yes.
Zoom Squirrel is planning.
So the library does often, they've had all kinds of characters. They've had Rapunzel this summer. They've had Moana coming up. And they often get mascots, if you will. And Zoom Squirrel was created by author Mo Willems. Mm-hmm. He's known for the Elephant and Piggy books. And our partnership with the library, you know, Mr. Z said he could come to that last band concert. Typically, the mascots go around during the school year. They go to all the different schools.
Sure.
And they read a story and do a story time. And they will be doing those at the library. They will have story times. But in lieu of going to the schools, Zoom Squirrel is going to come to our concert. Families can take pictures with Zoom Squirrel if they wish. And I don't know if he'll be there the entire time, but mm-hmm. certainly for a good half the concert, he'll be there. So
one of the things the municipal band started doing 2 years ago, I think last year might have been the first year, with teaming up and having the library come out and do some of their things that they tie with their summer reading program. And it fits right in. One of the big things they were working on this year is getting people involved with Friends of the Erickson Public Library. You've had a lot of patrons that have kind of drifted over and joined that group too.
Yes, and I remember when I approached our director, Chris Truckenmiller, about this. I do enjoy going to the library, and I participate in the summer reading contest. And if you could go to a band concert, you could count that as an activity. Mm-hmm. It felt like it fit right in their wheelhouse. So the library was happy to get on board, and we feel like they're kind of like-minded groups. And yes, it's been a good partnership to have. And I just think it gets our name out there. When we were at the carnival, you know, we probably reached
the band was at the carnival, yeah.
The whole nother audience that we probably wouldn't reach otherwise. And just having, the library say come out to the band concert on mm-hmm. Wednesday, I think we're reaching some other people that maybe we typically wouldn't reach.
I always go back to the previous director who said, you know, bring your lawn chair because we only have seating for the first 5,000.
And the library does count for us. At every event, they count for their records. So
sure.
We really didn't have any idea
how many people were coming
because we're busy playing. So last year, I'll have to get updated numbers again this year, but we were able to know, was it 200? Was it 300? And they are counting heads for us, too. So that's nice to know.
So. Well, Dale, back to Municipal Band Festival, which is on the 13th. I didn't let you talk about the food that's going to be available, but I guess RSVP will be back.
Yes, they will.
And they're going to have all kinds of food, sandwiches, things like that. So people will have an opportunity to go take a break, get something to eat.
Yes.
enjoyed that. And once again, they've worked. They've done pretty good at it too. I know in the past we've had different groups that have done it, but they've pretty well stepped up now the last few festivals.
Yeah, lately we haven't had any success in getting another group to join with them, but
it's a long day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Fortunately, they've got a big group. They got a big group of people that can.
Yeah, and
share
one thing we're hoping is that there may be a few other community groups who are willing to provide them at least some volunteers to help them with the serving and things like that. So.
Help out. Once again, that's through RSVP. You can make contact on that. Band festival, of course, on the south side of Boone, Herman Park, and goes on rain or shine, isn't going to matter. And I know one of the things, and I've heard it from the band directors in the past, it's once they get in there and play in the pavilion, that's a different experience.
Yes, that pavilion has really remarkable acoustics for an outdoor venue. I mean, you can even hear the very soft instruments playing very plainly.
Yeah. Well, we do know that that's going to be happening. So let's talk a little bit about logistics down there, because you've got a lot of bands and they have people that come with them. They have people that will follow them. And especially if they're only traveling around Central Iowa, you could have some pretty good crowds there.
True.
And parking is at premium, so pay attention, folks, if you're going down to that area.
We do have golf carts and other conveyances available to help you to get from your car to the pavilion.
You have and get you back if you need it.
Right.
So that helps out immensely.
We'll be running those all day. So.
So we do that. And you get, did they volunteer step up, make those available? How do you get those? Ask our sponsors.
We ask around and we manage to find them. And band members often will help with driving.
Chauffeuring people around back and forth and visiting with. And where are you from? And all of that. So we get that too. All right, 32nd Annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival going to be on Saturday, July 13th, Herman Park Pavilion in Boone. Once again, if you travel down into that part of the community, be aware you could encounter a number of pedestrians and some traffic. Do we cut down the amount of traffic going around to the park, or do you kind of...
We do try to limit that a bit. I know we weren't 100% successful in keeping them from cutting through there completely,
yeah.
But at least we do try to at least slow it down a little bit.
At least the area going around Herman Park headed towards McCose. A lot of people use that. That's a regular route to get there.
And sure.
We know the parks are awfully busy. We do encourage people to bring their lawn chairs, things like that, and plan to spend as much time as you want.
Exactly. Admission is free. You can come and go as you please. I mean, you can't beat the price.
That's right. It's free. And you can be there a long time. Let's once again run through the bands, let them know who's going to be here. And again, this year, we have an extra hour of music for you starting at 10 in the morning.
Okay, 10 a.m., the Ames Municipal Band. 11 o'clock, the West Des Moines Community Band. 12 noon, the Heart of Iowa Band from Ames. 1 o'clock, the Urbandale Community Adult Band. 2 o'clock, the New Jolly Germans Band from Winterset. 3 o'clock, the New Horizons Band from Des Moines. 4 o'clock, the Marshalltown Municipal Band. 5 o'clock, the Greater Des Moines Community Band, and 6 o'clock, the Boone Municipal Band.
We'll wrap up the day, so we look forward to having people come out for that. 4th of July concert starting 7:30?
7:30 is when the music starts. I think the food maybe about 5:30.
Okay.
And get out there. You know, I know that it's pretty popular, and if you want to eat for sure, you know, get out there early and support the VFW.
They get a big crowd there, and you get a lot of veterans come out for it, too. And then, of course, you get done easily around 8:30 or so. Depends on how long we go on the America the Beautiful. But once it gets done, then people will have opportunity to be able to travel down the south side and get a spot for fireworks.
Yes, so that's correct.
We know that's going to be going on. It's going to be a busy time, busy couple of weeks for you here we hit July.
Packed July, but we're looking forward to it.
It's packed and short.
Yes.
Really, really, it's a little different here. It's going to be, your third Wednesday? Do you typically,
I think it's kind of the way the calendar falls. We'll do one concert after the festival.
Yeah.
The festival, it really takes a lot of all hands on deck with the band members.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'll do one more concert after that.
All right. Well, congratulations on year 32 coming up. Looking forward to what's next, huh?
Well,
see. Let's get through this one first.
Yeah.
Once again, Dale Schoenig joins us and heads up the committee for the Municipal Band Festival. Joe Lutz with the Boone Municipal Band PR.
Yes.
Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.